My name is Jasmine. I'm with Oxfam, and we are so happy to partner with Interfaith Power and Light. They've been putting on this event. This is the third year, and it's amazing we were able to kind of just tag along. And Oxfam is a group that works in over 90 different countries, and the idea is to help right the wrong of poverty and hunger. And we do a lot of work with women because we found women, like Sister Joan was saying, often have the least access to the resources they need and, you know, are therefore the most likely to have issues when climate change happens and, you know, have problems. So we found that by investing in women, you can make a lot of big changes, and women are more likely to invest back in their community and help to provide education for girls and you know, make the world a better place. And what I was going to show you today is Oxfam's Canvas for Change. And these are stories and voices from around the world, different paintings that were shown on display in Poland in 2008 for a climate change conference. So this one, the artist is from Hong Kong, China. And she said, "My canvas is called Hot City. As an urban resident, I knew very little about global warming and poverty in developing countries until Oxfam took me to Gansu in northwest China. And there I witnessed how changing climates affects farmers and their way of life as an artist, but more importantly as a person." And this one is from artists in Quebec, Canada. And the school children called their painting Drought. I'm not going to try. I don't speak French, so I'd probably butcher that. But it translates to the dryness, and it is used throughout the French-speaking world as drought. So these are students that were 11 to 12-year-olds in Canada. And this one is by Innocent in Malawi. And she said she traveled to the Thwalio district in southern Malawi, and it pained me to witness the havoc that unpredictable climate has caused. When will the rains come again? It is hard for people to keep hoping. It saddened me, but it has encouraged me to paint a scene that depicts a promise for better times. That is why I call my painting Green Future. This one is by Rose in Australia. She says, "My illustration shows how time is running out for Africa, and it's in our hands. I feel that Africa will suffer most. As we all experience global warming, Africa's resources are stretched to help overcome starvation and loss of livelihood. Although we are troubled by drought in Australia, we know that we as individuals will always have help." This is by Indra in Indonesia. She's an artist and environmentalist that's traveled with Oxfam to remote rural villages and communities in Java. And she said, "Indigenous people in Siplagar Banten are adapting to climate change in their own way. My painting shows a rice barn, where they save enough food to feed the community during times when their harvests are spoiled by the unpredictable climate. Villages have built 3 rice barns. They told me they could survive crop failures for at least 3 years in succession." This is by artist Zhang in China. And the quote is from the other artist we saw, Gaksu Lau, who is the teacher. And she said, "I'm moved by Zhang's drawing of dry field. Cracked soil is framed in the Chinese character for farmland. I ask primary school children to put a chocolate ball in their mouths and to imagine that the chocolate is earth. The children's own body temperature melted the world. So in 35 of their 52 drawings, children expressed a wish for rain. I want to remind people that the wealth we enjoy today has come at a price, a heavy price that people in Gansu and other poor communities are paying." So this was from a number of artists in Mozambique, and they said, one of them, Nanita, was saying, "We don't have much school education, but all of us understand the many problems we face today are because of climate change. It is a serious risk to our existence as workers of the land. We painted this canvas to make people aware of the calamity that is affecting us." Malagatana Noega, one of the country's most famous artists, encouraged farmers to pick up brushes and paint a message for the world. And this is from an artist in the United States named Ashley, and she said, "It's hard to feed a family when you can't farm. For people in rural areas, farming is their only means of survival. But farming is hard these days because of changing temperatures. I wanted to show that women have no crops to harvest, just dust and an empty bowl. These are from children from the Jubilee School in the UK in London. And the quote says, "Our painting is about global warming. It is divided into a good side and a bad side. The good side shows animals, bicycles, trees, fruit, happiness. The bad side shows car fumes, aircraft, extinct animals, rubbish. We all know that global warming is harming our world. Many people and animals are in danger. When our painting is seen on display in Poland, with pictures from many other different countries, we hope that people will decide to do something about climate change," says a 10-year-old Asha from London. And this is from Carmen in South Africa. She says, "The canvas entitled I Breathe to Live was sent by South Durban Communities Environmental Alliance. And the artist's own community is right next to one of South Africa's largest oil refineries. Every day I witness the damage inflicted on the planet by harmful dust, by harmful industrial emissions," she writes. And this one is by Naomi in Australia. She said, "My painting reflects the cycles of change brought on by pollution and climate that are severely affecting the Wiradjuri Nation, one of the largest Aboriginal nations in Australia, and the largest area of food production and farming throughout Australia. The Murray-Darling Basin is probably one of the most severely climate-damaged regions in the whole country." And this one's from students at the Shurupit School of Fine Art, and this is in Bangladesh. And they call the painting Flood in Bangladesh. "The Brahmaputra, Ganges, and other massive rivers come together in Bangladesh. They form the largest delta in the world as they reach the Bay of Bengal. Every year, cyclones and monsoon rains cause these rivers to burst their banks. This canvas depicts how communities have to cope with the floods whenever they come." All right, so that's it from the Canvas for Change. I can't take much credit for the artwork, but it is very powerful, and Oxfam believes that the people that are often, the poorest people feeling climate change the most need to be the heart of the negotiations and really making the change happen. And like Sister Joan said, we have some petitions that would be helpful if you guys could sign. The current one is about helping women farmers and making sure that they have the power and access to resources they need. It's right now what we're working on is we stand on common ground. So all around the world, farmers and everyone alike, we all share this earth.